either reserve. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولنذيقنهم من العذاب الأدنى دون العذاب الأكبر لعلهم يرجعون. صدق الله العظيم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنكم على بينة من ربكم ما لم تظهر فيكم سكرتان، سكرة الجهل وسكرة حب العيش. وأنتم تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتجاهدون في سبيل الله، فإذا ظهر فيكم حب الدنيا فلا تأمرون بالمعروف ولا تنهون عن المنكر ولا تجاهدون في سبيل الله. والقائلون يومئذ بالكتاب والسنة كالسابقين الأولين من المهاجرين والأنصار، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, each and every one of us, being reciters of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, having iman in our hearts, we cannot fail but to be perplexed, concerned, worried by the difficulties upon difficulties, trials upon trials, tribulations upon tribulations, persecution upon persecution that throughout the world is being heaped onto this ummah of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. An ummah whose status in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose honor, whose dignity was such that prior to the onset of this ummah, Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam of the past, when they heard about this ummah, they expressed the desire and the wish to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Ya Allah, grant us this ummah. Musa alayhi salatu was-salam once posed the question to Allah, Hal min al-umam أفضل عليك من أمتي ظللت عليهم الغمام وأنزلت عليهم المن والسلوى. That, oh Allah, tell me, for my ummah, the Bani Israel, for 40 years Allah blessed them with the shade of the clouds. The sun would rise, but the direct rays of the sun would not fall upon them. As the sun would move, there was cloud cover that would move with it to shade them. Man and salwa, the food of Jannat, was sent down to this world to feed them. They didn't have to earn, they didn't have to make any effort for their sustenance. The clothing on the child, as the child would grow, the clothing would grow with the child. It was quite explicit and clear the extent to which Allah was favoring this nation. So Musa alayhi salam asked Allah that, oh my Allah, logical question, is there any other ummah that is more virtuous in your eyes than this ummah of mine? For them you have given them shade of clouds, for them you have sent down the food from Jannat. Allah Ta'ala replies to Musa alayhi salam that, Ya Musa, Ama alimta anna fadla ummati Ahmad ala sa'iril umam ka fadli ala khalqi. O Musa, don't you know that the virtue and dignity of the ummah of Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over every other ummah is like my virtue over my creation. Like this, the books of ahadith are replete with the status, dignity, honor, superiority that Allah has bestowed upon this ummah. Yet we find, if one has to raise up his gaze away from the books of ahadith, away from the pages of Quran, where promise upon promise of Allah is mentioned, وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَى آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Promise upon promise, the help of Allah for this ummah, respect, dignity and honor for this ummah, superiority in khilafat and vicegerency of this earth for this ummah, a beautiful and pure life for this ummah, barakat and blessings from the heavens and the earth for this ummah. And as we mentioned, when one lifts up one's eyes away from the books of ahadith, from the verses of the Quran, from the glowing annals of the history of this ummah and what it achieved in the past, and looks upon the utterly miserable, humiliating, desolate picture that this ummah today presents, one cannot fail to wonder, is this the same ummah that the Quran is praising like this? Is this the same ummah that Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam made dua for? That Ya Allah grant us this ummah. Such humiliation, this ummah has sunk to such depths that one cannot help but wonder, is it possible for this ummah to sink any further? What is the cause of this decline? What has brought about this problem? Which in fact is not from now. If one looks deeply, we'll find that this tide of humiliation is spanning approximately 3 centuries, where this ummah is sinking lower and lower and lower, being bombarded and targeted from every direction. A lot of possible causes for this decline have been put forward by the various intelligentsia, enlightened thinkers of Islam. Not enough educational institutions, not enough technological advancement, not enough science, not enough Muslim governments, lack of military and technological power, etc., etc., the list goes on. Various opinions and theses are being put forward. But the fact of the matter, my respected brothers, all these various opinions, if they are weighed in the light of Quran and Hadith, and weighed in the light of that uloom which emanated from the Arsh of Allah, which is beyond human intellect, human logic, human perception, which Allah Himself describes, Tanzeel, revealed, sent down, Tanzeelum min ar-Rahmanir-Rahim, Kitabun فصلت آياته قرآنا عربيا لقوم يعلمون بشيرا ونذيرا. تنزيل ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلا، الرحمن على العرش استوى، له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى، وإن تجهر بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى. الله لا إله إلا هو، له الأسماء الحسنى. Revealed, sent down by the absolute authority. Revealed, sent down from Rahmanur Rahim, from that Zat and that being that has created the seven heavens and the seven earths, and everything that it contains. Every word that is uttered, whether secretly, whether openly, whether in public, whether in privacy, He is aware of everything. سَوَاءٌ مِّنْكُمْ مَنْ أَسَرَّ الْقَوْلَ وَمَنْ جَهَرَ بِهِ وَمَنْ هُوَ مُسْتَخْفٍ بِالْلَّيْلِ وَسَارِبٌ بِالنَّهَارِ. Whether you speak out loudly, whether you whisper, whether you think about it or whether you hide, or whether you are apparent, whether it is in the clear day, in the manifest light of daylight, whether it is in the depths of darkness, everything is equal to Him. In the heavens, in the earth, nothing is concealed from Him. This ulum and knowledge which emanates from Allah, whose power, whose decree, whose control over the entire creation is absolutely complete. He is Mudabbir, the arranger and the decreer of every affair. Mudabbir bila mu'in, Mudabbir bila mushir, Mudabbir bila wazir, Mudabbir bila zahir, Mudabbir bila mathil. The arranger and the decreer of every affair, there is no helper with Him. There is no assistant with Him. There is no advisor with Him. There is no equal to Him. Such a king, whose control is absolute. Al-Khalq wal-Amr wal-Layl wal-Nahar wama sakana feehima lillahi wahda. The entire creation, decree, day, night, and everything that day and night contains belongs to Him. Complete power over His entire creation. He doesn't have a doorkeeper. He doesn't have to rest. He doesn't require a bodyguard. He doesn't have partners or equals. Doesn't have wife or children. لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ صَاحِبَةً وَلَا وَلَدًا. Everything that exists originates from something, and things originate from it. Allah is the only being. لَمْ يُولَدْ. He was not conceived. لَمْ يَلِدْ. He does not beget. Everything that exists has a beginning and an ending. Allah is the only being not confined to a beginning or an ending. Awwal bila bidaya, akhir bila nihaya. He is the first without a beginning. He is the last without an ending. And His decree, His amar is so complete that He is not advised by anybody. He doesn't have to take mashwara from anybody. He doesn't require the assistance of anybody. He is not answerable to anybody. لا يسأل مما يفعل وهم يسألون. Whatever He does, فعال لما يريد. He does as He wills without being questioned. يفعل الله ما يشاء. He does as He wants. يهدي من يشاء. He guides whom He wants. يضل من يشاء. He deviates whom He wants. يختص برحمته من يشاء. He sends down His mercy on whom He wants. يُؤَيِّدُ بِنَصْرِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. The help of Allah on whom Allah wants to give it to. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
the king of every king, the absolute power. He gives respect to whom he wants, snatches it away from whom he wants, disgraces whom he wants, gives wealth to whom he wants, gives poverty to whom he wants. Without being questioned, anything that happens in the heavens and in the earth happens with the will and the decree of one Allah alone. And in carrying out His decree, لا يستعين بشيء, He doesn't take help from anything. لا يحتاج إلى شيء, He's not in need of anything. لا ينفعه شيء, Nothing benefits Him. لا يضره شيء, Nothing harms Allah. لا يغلبه شيء, Nothing overpowers Allah. لا يخفى عليه شيء, Nothing is concealed from Allah. عليم بكل شيء, خبير بكل شيء, لطيف بكل شيء, ليس كمثله شيء. He has knowledge over everything. He is aware over everything. He extends His generosity over everything. And there is nothing like Allah. All these various opinions for these maladies and problems that are being heaped upon this ummah, if they are weighed in the light of Qur'an, if they are weighed in the light of the uloom which emanates from Allah, then the fact of the matter, my respected brothers, is that there is absolutely no relevance to these opinions being put forward by these so-called enlightened thinkers. There's absolutely no relevance between this and that which emanates from Allah. In fact, one alim beautifully puts it, he says, Aaj ummat pareshani mein hai, aur is pareshani se nikalne ke liye aise raaste istemal kar rahe hai jisse pareshani barhta hai. That this ummat is in a plight, this ummat is in a problem, and to come out of its problem, it is seeking solution in those avenues, in that direction which will in fact exacerbate, increase its problem. As long as this ummah will not come back to that which came from Allah, as long as this ummah will not return back to its Allah and look for the solution to the problems that are facing it elsewhere, then wallah, Allah's qasam, the problems and the humiliation and the hardships and the tribulations that are facing this ummah will continue to increase and increase and increase. It is not a question of our logic. That kalima which we recited, that iman which we declared, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, the first requirement, the first dictate of this kalima, like our elders say, kalima e tawheed apne marzi ke salab hone ka iqrar hai. That this kalima which we recited is a declaration to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that my logic, my thinking, my understanding, my direction has come to an end. From today, I have handed myself over to that which Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam want. فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةً أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. That Allah, who is the controller of every affair, who is not answerable to any system or government of this world, who alone controls, whose power is absolute, informs this ummah clearly that know and understand, once you turn your back on Allah, and what does it mean to turn your back on Allah? to turn your back on the way of life and the teachings of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Aba Sufyan, ji'tukum bi khayri dunya wa karamati al-akhira. He addressed Abu Sufyan and he said to him that, O Abu Sufyan, I have brought and I have come with that way of life, which if you will implement it, Allah will be with you. And if Allah is with you, then the akhirat is yours, the dunya is yours also. Such a Nabi, whose teachings were so complete, so kamil, so perfect. Once, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is sitting in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is reciting from the scriptures of Daniel alayhi salam, a Nabi of the past. Because his attention was diverted towards the pages or the scrolls from which he was reading, he was not aware of the reaction and the effect he was having upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was getting angrier and angrier and angrier, till the narrator of the hadith says that his face became so red with anger as if pomegranate juice had been sprinkled onto his Mubarak cheeks, so red with anger. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, seeing what was happening, immediately rebukes Umar that, O Umar, stop what you are doing. Thakilatka ummuka ibn al-Khattab. May your mother mourn you. May your mother cry over you, O Umar. This is an Arabic expression. If you dislike what somebody is doing, you rebuke him like this. Can't you see what is happening to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Having received this rebuke, he looks up and he sees the apparent anger upon the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar was no ordinary individual. لو كان بعدي نبي لكان عمر. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as a testimony to the intelligence and perception which Allah had bestowed Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu with, he said, if after me there had to be a Nabi, it would have been Umar. So gauging the situation immediately, in this moment of anger, if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to utter one baddu'a or one curse or one word against me, that is the end of Umar. Without hesitation, he drops the pages, falls down onto his knees, and continues repeating, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدْ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ رَسُولًا. I am happy with Allah as my Rabb, Islam as my religion, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my Nabi. He carries on repeating this till the anger of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dissipates and is cooled down. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam utters those words which are a testimony to that mu'ajiza and miracle which Allah had bestowed upon him, what is called jawami'ul kalim, that he would say very little, but it was pregnant, full, had volumes of meaning. That لو كان موسى وعيسى حيين لما وسعهما إلا اتباعي. Such a Nabi, just this one hadith is sufficient testimony to the greatness of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the sight of Allah. In fact, this hadith is tafsir of the verse of the Quran where Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُم رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِّمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنصُرُنَّهُ قَالَ أَأَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَخَذْتُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكُمْ إِصْرِي قَالُوا أَقْرَرْنَا قَالَ فَاشْهَدُوا وَأَنَا مَعَكُم مِّنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. That every Nabi of Allah, from Adam alayhi salam right up till Isa alayhi salam, when Allah sent him as a Nabi, he had to take an oath a covenant with Allah that should Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come in my zamana, come in my time, come in my nubuwwat, then part of his mission, part of the nubuwwat of this Nabi was to leave his message, bring iman on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, place his hand in the hand of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and say that from now till my death, I am your helper and I am your follower. His ummah today has made its idols, is following his open enemies, people whose every day is in sharab, every night is in zina, people who by their character and their mannerisms and their conduct are destroying the very moral fiber and essence of society. People who don't know the meaning of haya and shame, who are destroying the youth. The ummah today has made them its idols and are imitating and aping them. Yet what is Allah saying? That leave the dregs of society, leave the moral filth which you are aping and following. Even if Musa alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam came today and you left Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam's way and followed them, then too I'll put you in Jahannam. So kamil, so perfect, so complete are the teachings of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he said if Musa and Isa alayhi salam were alive today and they did not follow me, they also will go to Jahannam. Such a Nabi. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I walked with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَسْتَقْبَلَهُ حَجَرْ وَلَا شَجَرْ وَلَا مَدَرْ إِلَّا قَالَ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. We did not pass by a tree, we didn't pass by a heap of sand, we didn't pass by a stone, except that it addressed him and said, peace and salutations upon you, O the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ukasha bin Mihsan bin Hirthan al-Asadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, fighting in Badr, his sword breaks. He comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam breaks off a branch of bamboo stick. فَدَفَعَهُ إِلَيْهِ. He hands this bamboo stump in the hands of Ukasha and says to him, قَاتِلْ بِهَذَا يَا Ukasha. O Ukasha, use this bamboo stick and fight. Enemy armed to the teeth, enemy with armor and swords in their hands. He has been given a bamboo stick. Without question, he accepts it from the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَهَزَّهُ فَعَادَ فِي يَدِهِ سَيْفًا صَارِمًا طَوِيلَ الْقَامَ شَدِيدَ الْمَتْنِ أَبْيَضَ الْحَدِيدَ. Instantly, the bamboo stick in the hands of the Sahabi turns into a beautiful, long, shining sword. Qatada bin Nu'man radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in defending Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Uhud, his eyeball is pierced out of its socket. With the eyeball in his hand, he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua to Allah, blows upon that eyeball, places it back in the socket. Years later his son would say, أَنَا ابْنُ الَّذِي سَالَتْ عَلَى الْخَدِّ عَيْنُهُ فَرُدَّتْ بِكَفِّ الْمُصْطَفَى أَحْسَنُ الرَّدِّ فَعَادَتْ كَمَا كَانَتْ لِأَوَّلِ مَرَّةٍ فَيَا حُسْنَ مَا كَفِّي وَيَا حُسْنَ مَا عَيْنِي. He would say, I am the son of the one whose eyeball flowed down his cheeks.
It was returned back to its socket by the hand of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It became better than it first was. He could see better from that eye. That eye became more beautiful than what it was. What a beautiful eye, and what a beautiful hand that placed that eye. Such a Nabi, other Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, when Allah Ta'ala wanted to send salam upon them, the salam is mentioned in the Quran. Salamun ala Ibrahim, Salamun ala Ilyasin, Salamun ala Musa wa Harun, Salamun ala Nuhin fil Alameen. Salam upon this Nabi, Salam upon that Nabi, Salam upon that Nabi, Salam upon that Nabi. When it came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the whole expression of Quran changed. The mode of expression altered. Here Allah doesn't say Salamun ala Muhammad. Allah says Inna Allah. It is impossible to sufficiently or justifiably describe the distance between the heavens and the earth that exists in the change of mode of expression found between Salamun ala Ibrahim and Inna Allah. In English it's impossible. The word Inna also, we translate verily, certainly, definitely, nowhere near its correct expression. Nevertheless, just for our understanding, Inna Allah, verily Allah, wa malaikatahu. Allah doesn't say, verily Allah and the angels. Allah says, verily Allah wa malaikatahu and Allah's angels. Three times in these four words, Allah is making reference to Himself. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu. How much more stress can there be when somebody orders you with something, and in ordering you in the expression three times in four words, he says, me, verily, Allah and Allah's angels. Yusalluna ala nabi. This yusallun is a meaning of perpetuity. Sends durood and is continually sending durood upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fell into sajda, and he remained in that sajda for such a long time, that Bibi Aisha radiallahu ta'ala na became concerned. And she said, oh my beloved Nabi, I thought that you had passed away. He replied and said, that this was sajda-e-shukr, sajda of gratitude to my Allah, because Jibreel has come and informed me that each time that my ummati will send salam and durood upon me, Allah will send 10 rahmat and mercy upon him. Every ada, every action, every expression of his was preserved, to the extent that even his Mubarak body, his Mubarak grave was preserved. Other Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, it is said Ibrahim alayhi salam's qabr is in Palestine. That is not a certainty, it is an opinion. Regards to the qabr of Musa alayhi salam, it is an opinion. Only Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in fact, the greatest conqueror in the annals of human history, Genghis Khan, greatest ruler that ever existed, such a kingdom he had, where his qabr is not even known. As a mu'jiza and as a miracle, and as a testimony and as an accolade to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the position of his qabr is known with absolute certainty, so that the legacy of rahmat and mercy for his ummah can remain till qiyamah. Atabi rahmatullah alayhi says, once I was sitting by the Rawdah-e Athar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one person came, ordinary Bedouin. He stood in front of the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Peace be upon you, O my beloved Nabi. Then he went on to say that, my Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولِ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. He says, Allah says, the translation of the verse, that if they will sin upon themselves, if they will break the command of Allah, and then they will come to you, O my beloved Nabi. My forgiveness and لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. Then because of your status and because of your maqam in the sight of Allah, when you will seek repentance for them, they will find Allah very, very forgiving. جِئْتُكَ مُقِرًّا بِذُنُوبِي مُسْتَغْفِرًا إِلَىٰ رَبِّي. He says, I have come to you today, O my beloved Nabi. I declare that I am an open sinner. I am seeking the forgiveness of my Allah. And I am asking you to ask Allah to forgive me on my behalf. And then he utters some ash'ar, some poetry. In fact, if we look carefully, those who have been blessed by Allah with visiting the Rawdah-e Mubarak, on one side, on one of the pillars, are written the couplets which this Bedouin uttered. He uttered four couplets. Of the four, two are written on that pillar. Ya khayra man dufinat fil biqaya azamuhu, fataba min tibihin alqa'u wal akamu, nafsil fida'u li qabrin anta sakinuhu, fihi al'afafu wa fihi al'judu wal karamu. He says, oh, the best of Allah's creation, who by this ground being blessed with accepting his Mubarak body, the mountains of the world and the rivers of the world and the streams of this world have gained beauty and sweet smell from his presence. May my nafs, may my life be sacrificed upon this qabr in which you are living. For in this qabr is chastity, is generosity, is kindness. And the other two couplets which are not written on the pillar, but which he uttered, أَنْتَ الشَّفِيعُ الَّذِي تُرْجَى شَفَاعَتُهُ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ إِذَا مَا زَلَّتِ الْقَدَمُ وَصَاحِبَاكَ لَا أَنْسَاهُمَا أَبَدًا مِنِّي السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمُ مَا جَرَى الْقَلَمُ. He says, you are the intercessor. You are the intercessor whose sifarish and intercession is hoped for. Because, O my beloved Nabi, when we are crossing the Pul Sirat, the bridge over Jahannam, and people are slipping and falling into Jahannam, without your sifarish and without your intercession, I will never be able to cross over that bridge. وَصَاحِبَاكَ لَا أَنْسَاهُمَا أَبَدًا. Your two companions, Abu Bakr and Umar, I will never ever forget their ihsan upon this ummah. Upon all of you, O my beloved Nabi, you yourself and your two Mubarak companions, may my salams be sent upon you continuously as long as the pens of this world are writing. Having uttered these words, this Bedouin went away. Atabi rahmatullah alayhi says, I dozed off, and in my dream Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, and he told me that, oh Atabi, go to that ummati of mine and tell him Allah has forgiven him. Allah has made his maghfirat, Jannat has become wajib for him. Such a Nabi. Let us understand, my respected brothers, the plight and difficulties and situations that are facing this ummah till Qiyamah. As long as we will continue to seek the solutions elsewhere, based on our logic and understanding, then we will continue to go further and further away from Allah. The problems will continue to increase, because it is Allah's declaration that when you will turn away from the way of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then fitna will become your lot, difficulties and hardships will become your lot. Only one way is acceptable in the court of Allah. لَوِسْتَفْتَحُونِي كُلَّ بَابٍ وَجَاءُونِي مِنْ كُلِّ طَرِيقٍ. If they will open every door and they will come on every road, لَا أَفْتَحُ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَّا أَيَّدْخُلُوا وَرَاءَكَ يَا حَبِيبِي يَا مُحَمَّدًا. Allah says openly, I will never grant them my closeness, I will never grant them my mercy, unless they do not come upon your road, O my beloved, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This ummat gained dignity, this ummat gained honor, this ummat gained status in no other way except when it handed itself, placed its hand in the hand of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna arsalnaka shahidaw wa mubashiraw wa nadhira wa da'iyan ila Allah bi idhnihi wa sirajan munira. We have sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a witness, as a giver of glad tidings, as a warner, wa da'iyan ila Allah, as an inviter to Allah, as a caller to Allah, as a da'i, wa sirajan munira, and as a shining lantern. The day of this ummat has to become the day of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The night of this ummat has to become the night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inwardly, outwardly, there is no other solution, there is no other way, except that this ummat comes back onto the way of life of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is shaitan's chakkar. This is shaitan's deception. That by my inside is pure, inside I love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it doesn't matter what is on the outside. If the general who served the South African army for 30 years, if he comes to work, if he reports for duty, dressed in the uniform of the Zimbabwean army, simple example, immediately he will be court-martialed. Immediately a case of treason will be opened against him. He says, I served you people for 30 years. My loyalty is with you. My heart is with you. My feelings and my fervor are for you. It will be said to him that your outward appearance, your uniform, who you resemble, has cast aspersions and doubts over your loyalty. Never mind you served for 30 years. That glass of water which is presented to us to drink, the outside of the glass has some dust, has some dirt, has some grease, is filthy. We will regard it as below our dignity. It will not behove us to drink that water. The servant who brought the water says, listen, it's pure water, I filled it now, the water is clean. Say, no, go, take it away from me. I can't drink it, never mind the water is clean, the container, the outside is dirty. This is a shaitani deception, that my inside is clean. There was this couple that were running the school, Oxford University graduates. They marketed their school on the basis, if you want your child to be modern, to be exposed to the culture of the West, to speak English proficiently, to keep up with the times, then send your child to this school. They only had place for 600. The school was full. And they had admission lists a mile long, waiting list. The same couple, their tashkil was made to go in the path of Allah. They spent 40 days. When they came back, they took mashwara from the elders. Elders said, don't break the door, open the door. So they made only two changes. One change with regard to the girls. They made it a requirement that the Muslim girls that are attending our school must come with libas of modesty, with clothing of modesty, with their hairs covered, with their heads covered, and with long dresses. And the boys that are attending our school must come with Islamic libas, with clothing that will resemble Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Like when Karguzari comes to mind, there was one brother from America. He explains beautifully. He says, my tashkil was made, and I went 4 months in the path of Allah. His name was Abdul Aziz. After spending 4 months, he comes back home, knocks on the door. When he knocks on the door, his mother opens the door, and a look of naked fear comes on her face. 6 foot tall, Afro-American, long kurta, very long beard, amama and turban tied on his head, with all the negative propaganda, fundamentalist, guerrilla, whatever it may be. Fear enters the heart that someone has come to attack me. Realizing what has happened, he pacifies her. And he says, oh my mother, it is your son Abdul Aziz. Don't you recognize me? Then only she is consoled when she hears his voice. He says, 35 years of my life I lived with my mother. Just 4 months I adopted a different way of life. And in just 4 months my own mother couldn't recognize me. He says, when our entire lives are spent away from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when we have made our idols and who we are following the enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in 4 months my own mother couldn't recognize me. When our whole lives are spent away from him, what pleased him doesn't please us. What displeased him pleases us. How is it ever going to be possible that when his surat and impression is brought in front of us in the qabr, we are going to be able to recognize him? That is the reality. The problems of this world are not a problem. The difficulties of this world are not a difficulty. Isa alayhi salam passes by one qabr. He makes dua to Allah. Allah brings alive the resident of this grave, the son of Nuh alayhi salam, Sam. He had three sons. Nuh alayhi salam is known as Adam al-Thani, the second Adam, because the progeny of humanity after the deluge and the floods, humanity only came from the progeny and lineage of Nuh alayhi salam from these three sons. From Yafith, the Europeans, from Ham, the Africans, and from Sam, the Indians. So he engages in a conversation with him. Thereafter, he says to him, I'm going to make dua to Allah to return you back to your grave. Psalm addresses him and says, O Nabi of Allah, one condition only. So he says, what condition? He says, make dua to Allah that I do not experience the pangs of death again. Because the pangs of death are such that till now I can feel its effects in my bones. What painkiller are we going to take for those pains? There it is not going to be Panado or Sindol that is going to help us. There it is going to be taqwa. There it is going to be iman. There it is going to be the ittiba of sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On this alim writes, when these two changes were implemented in that school, from a roll of 600, overnight the roll dropped to 200. They had a waiting list a mile long. Sunnat libas was introduced. On this he writes and says, the English ruled the Indo-Pak subcontinent for 3 centuries. When they left, they took their government with them. They took their rulership with them. But they left behind the legacy of their azmat in the hearts of those people. The azmat of them remained. Where is the azmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam today in the hearts of his ummah? When we have slaughtered and mutilated and trampled upon his mubarak teachings to such an extent that the janazah of his sunnahs have come out of our homes, where are our youth? Where are our women folk? Where are our young girls? Do they resemble Fatima radiallahu anha? Do our wives resemble the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do our men resemble Sahaba? Is our day the day of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is our night the night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When being handed over the keys to Palestine, Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu uttered those timeless words, nahnu qawmun, a'azzan Allah bil Islam, we are a nation. Allah gave us izzat. Allah gave us respect. Allah gave us dignity. Allah gave us honor through Islam, through the Mubarak way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Idha nabtaghil izza bi ghayri ma azzan Allah. If you will look for respect, if you will look for dignity, if you will look for honor in any other way of life, in any other maqsad, in any other direction besides Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, adhallana Allah, not the powers of this world, not the systems of this world, not the science and technology of this world, but Allah will disgrace us. Allah will bring us down. Ju'ila dhullu was-saghar ala man khalaf amri. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when my ummah will turn away from my way of life, then it is Allah's decree, Allah's sunnah, Allah's system, that disgrace and humiliation will become their lot. There is no simple solution. Inna Allaha la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. Allah will never change the condition of a people until they themselves do not change. We have declared with our actions war upon Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can never ever hope to win this war, which is taking place. My appeal, environment, that it is Juma, it is Mubarak day, together with that public holiday also. So let us make the Juma Salah in the Ishtima. Get the barakat of the ijtima and then assalamu alaikum. My respected brothers, talks of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reminder about the greatness of the Mubarak way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, This is not for barakat only. Decisions have to be made. No longer can we be like ostriches with our heads in the ground. We are aware of what is going on, what is happening to this ummah. No one can possibly...
Illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala as-salah. Hayya 'ala as-salah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah.
As is taking place, Imam Sahib has made niyat of Zuhr. Muqtadis have made niyat of Asr. Imam Sahib is in Qiyam, they are in Qiyam. Imam is in Ruku, they are in Ruku. They are following him outwardly. If inside the niyat is not the same, the direction is not the same, that namaz will never be accepted. This ummah has to come upon Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam outwardly and inwardly. What was his cry? What was his pain? What was his concern? For what was he pelted in Taif? For what were stones tied to his Mubarak stomach? For what were near and beloved members of his family slaughtered? What motivated Sahaba? What made them leave Makkah and Medina and make their qabrs and their graves throughout the world? What made them make their wives widows and their children orphans? This cry and concern that was in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the hidayat of humanity, that one person must be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannat. Allah has sent us for this. Allah has selected us for this. Allah has chosen us for this. For this understanding to come. For us to put the brakes on that way of life which is drawing the wrath of Allah and drawing the anger of Allah and turning the decisions of Allah against humanity. For us to put the brakes on that way of life and to make sincere tawbah and go back to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 24 hours of our daily life, to show us what that is, for that ijtima is. And this ijtima is not Jummah Salah. This ijtima is full 48 hours. So my humble appeal, whatever decision we came with, whatever brought us here, let us, now that Allah has brought us here, brought us into this Mubarak environment, make this firm decision that for the next 48 hours, inshallah, we will go back to Medina Munawwara 14 centuries ago and conduct us ourselves like the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When a'mal are taking place, we will be present with our hearts, with our minds, with our tawajjuh towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kamil, completely in these a'mal. This appeal for the brothers who have come from far and wide, and especially for the brothers of Pietermaritzburg. All of us will do this, inshallah.
For the latest in Islamic computer software, Islamic audio CDs and cassettes for your hi-fi or car, contact Par Excellence at 011-830-097. That's 011-830-097. Par Excellence is a premier producer of Islamic software, CDs and audio tapes. They are produced to the highest standards, thereby assuring premium digital sound quality. So call Par Excellence in Johannesburg at 011-830-097. Want to learn more about Islam? Then you need the Islamic Scholar Professional, the world's most comprehensive Islamic computer software on CD-ROM. The Islamic Scholar Professional is an information-packed, powerful, easy-to-use, versatile Islamic software package to learn more about Islam. It combines leading translations of the Quran, Hadith, History of Prophets, Islamic History, Muslim contribution to the world, and more in a simple, intuitive, easy-to-use, Windows-compatible interface. It contains two complete recitals of the Holy Quran by Sheikh Abdul Basit and Sheikh Hudayfi, a complete recital of the Quran in English, various English language translations, including Yusuf Ali, Mohsin Khan, and Pickthall, two complete commentaries of the Quran, foreign language translations, background information of every surah, and a host of other information. It also contains the complete Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, Abu Dawood, and a host of other books of hadith and fiqh, history of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, chronological history, history of the Khalifas, letters and treaties of the Prophet Muhammad and Khalifas, halal haram foods, Islamic clip art, kalimas, duas, videos. The Islamic scholar professional contains so much that it's impossible to mention everything in this commercial. For more information, contact Par Excellence in Johannesburg at 011-830097 or visit our webpage at www.parexcellence.co.za.